Then we're going to turn to chapter 12. And this is where we'll spend most of our time. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. Now, about spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I don't want you to be ignorant. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one who is speaking by the Spirit of God says, Jesus be cursed. And no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all people. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there's given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecies. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of the one and the same Spirit. And he gives them to each one just as he determines. This is God's will for us today. There was once upon a time a church. And in this church, there was a wonderful woman named Jane. And you can know that you could always find Jane because she was always somewhere where something needed to be done. If you needed somebody to be in the kitchen, you would find Jane in the kitchen. If you needed someone to clear tables, you would find Jane with a dishcloth in one hand and plates in another. If you needed someone to make phone calls, then you knew that Jane would be the first to say, yes, I can help with that. Jane served a lot of times behind the scenes or other things that people just didn't want to do. But if you went to talk to Jane, she would probably say, you know, it's too bad that I don't have gifts. That I don't have gifts like, oh, think about Chuck. I wish I had gifts like Chuck. Now, Chuck would stand up and he would lead the service on Sunday morning. Chuck was always ready if you needed him to give announcements or to read scripture. If you were desperate to find somebody who would stand up in front of a group and use a big voice for whatever that was, whether it was saying grace before a meal or calling out when it was the next person's turn in line, Chuck was your guy. Chuck was always willing to use his big voice and his presence and his reading and speaking abilities. And Chuck served in really significant ways. On the other hand, if you wanted somebody who could fix your lawnmower, you should not go to Chuck. Chuck could not figure out one end of a screwdriver from another. Chuck was always really, really thankful that he had a church directory, and the person at the very top of his church directory was named John. Because when somebody realized that the grass needed to be mowed, it was probably John that was already out there on the lawnmower cutting the grass. When it was time for the thermostat to go up and down, when it was time for somebody to do something with their hands, putting something together, building something up, taking care of snow, John was probably already had it under control. And if he couldn't be there, he'd already arranged three other people to come and help. Chuck was just kind of one of those guys. But all of them were incredibly glad that their name was not Sally. Because you know what Sally did? Sally spent time with all of those kids. Sally went downstairs. Sally led games. Sally told children stories. Sally sang songs. Sally was terrifying, but everybody was awfully glad that Sally was there because Sally loved the children of the church. Just don't ask Sally to run your computer. Because they had somebody else in the church who was really, really good at that. So the thing is, when you look at your own gifts and the things you're good at, it's easy to forget that they're important at all. It's easy to look at everybody else and say, wow, I wish I could do that like they did. Or I'm so thankful that person's part of our congregation. Or please, please, nobody make me do that job. But the reality is that other people look at you and they see God's Spirit working in and through you. So that all together, all of us become God's church, filled up and gifted by God's Spirit, each of us serving in the ways that God's Holy Spirit has made us and created us and empowered us to serve, so that our church is not missing any gift or any person. Paul says that to the Corinthians. I started with that Thanksgiving verse. Thank goodness and thank God. Thank God every time I think of you, Paul writes to the Corinthians. I thank God for the grace that God has given you and for the ways that God is acting you. For in him you have been enriched in every way, says Paul. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift as you wait for our Lord Jesus Christ to be revealed. But what on earth is a spiritual gift? It's all easy to talk, and you can read lists and you can do tests to figure out which ones you might have. But what is a spiritual gift? Now, if you look at yourself and you look at the people around you, I bet you there's lots of things that you can do. Some of them you are capable of doing. You have learned how to do dishes. Some of you maybe not. Maybe you never learned how to do dishes. But many of you, you know, it might not be the thing that sets your heart on fire with passion, but you can do it quite capably. And the dishes eventually get done, sooner or later. Some of you really do know a screwdriver from one end to the other and can fix an engine when it breaks and can listen to your car and to that beep, bop, bop, brrr noise and say, oh yeah, I know what's wrong with that. Others, perhaps not so much. And whether we are inside or outside of the church, whether you're somebody who has grown up and has God's Holy Spirit inside of you, or whether you are one of the many other people that God has created who do not know him yet, we all have gifts and talents and abilities and skills. There's things that we've learned how to do. There's experiences that we've had that helped us know how to do certain things, and some of them better than others. Some of us are born with innate talents that just kind of bubble up inside of us. Anytime I listen to Margaret sing, oh my, that girl's got music in her soul. She can't talk yet, but she can sing. You know, we've all of us, like I say, Christian or non-Christian, we have skills, we have abilities, we've got things that we've learned how to do, and we've got experience that has shaped who we are. But God does something amazingly special for his church and for individual people in his church. God fills you up from the inside out. And God's Spirit takes one or more of those gifts and talents and skills and abilities. And God's Spirit gives you extra grace, extra ability, extra strength, extra power sometimes, extra, extra God. And God said, this is my gift to you. This is my gift to you when you share music with the congregation. This is my gift to you when you take a set of dates and make it into something functional and beautiful in a calendar or a bulletin. This is my gift to you when you can hear that noise in your car or in your stove and figure out what needs to happen next. And this is my gift to you, but it's also my gift to the church. It's my gift to Bloomsburg Baptist Church. When your gift is serving just the way God made you, sometimes it's hard to remember that it's a gift. You see, there's a lot of different kinds of gifts, and Paul lists some of them here. And I bet you some of them sound more familiar or comfortable to you, and some of them sounds like, yeah, we don't see healers around here too often these days. Paul says, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit. Manifestation. It's like the Spirit showing up. To each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there's given, through the Spirit, a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge, but by the same Spirit. To another, faith. And he talks about healing. He talks about miraculous powers, distinguishing between spirits to know whether something is good or whether something is evil. Tongues, speaking in other languages or in special prayer languages. And the interpretation of tongues, being able to know what those mean. Now, some of those we see every week and every day in our lives and in our congregation. We tend to have more often see things like the gift of wisdom and knowledge and being able to discern between spirits, between whether something is good or whether something is wrong. We don't quite so often here in our pews see people healed when we touch them and pray for them. Although you have prayed for many people whom God has chosen to miraculously heal in and through and by your prayers. But this isn't the only list of gifts that Paul uses, or that Peter uses, for that matter. Paul, in another spot, talks about serving and helping and teaching. Peter talks about, if you serve, then serve with everything you've got. And if you speak, then speak knowing that you are speaking God's words. There are many things, leadership gifts and kitchen gifts and car gifts and computer gifts, things that Paul might not have seen at work in any of the churches he ministered in. I bet you there wasn't a single church that Paul ministered in where they had the gift of developing and maintaining a website. But that doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit does not empower people today to use their God-given gifts and talents with a special message or measure of God's grace and power so that your gifts get used for God's glory and for the good of God's church, including our congregation. There are many different kinds of gifts, just like there are many different kinds of people. There are gifts, Anne-Marie, that only kids can give. Gifts where kids show God's love in ways that adults go, wow, I wish I could love like that. I wish I could play like that. I wish I could have fun like that. And when they see kids having fun and loving and playing and God working in you in surprising ways through your horses or through your music or all kinds of other ways, our church changes as we see you and you guys. And when we see you in the kitchen, you at your computer, you at the piano, you serving your extended family, you ministering in your community, you spending time with people and asking questions, you visiting your neighbors and calling them and seeing how they're doing, you being you, the way God created you to be, with that extra special measure of God's Spirit within you that changes it just from a talent into a God-given spiritual gift that builds everybody up. we are thankful for you, and we are thankful for what God has given you, because God has given you, and God, that means that God has given all those gifts to us. And in a church that is small, it is important to remember what Paul said, and I read just at the very beginning. Therefore, you do not lack any spiritual gift. God has given us, God has given you every gift that God wants us to have, every gift that we need in order to be God's people, working out God's plans, doing what God has created us to be in this time, in this place, with these people. We might think sometimes, oh, if only we had another person with those gifts. And God says, when you need them, I'll take care of that. Because you do not lack any spiritual gift. God's Holy Spirit has poured into you, poured into us, everything we need to be God's people. Everything that you need to serve God the way that God created you to be. And I will tell you that the gift of standing up here and preaching is not more important than the gift of making coffee, because you see God the need, and God has gifted you and empowered you to see a need and meet that need out of love for God and his people. The gift of leading worship through music is not more important than the gift of being able to tinker with an engine and run a snowplow. If you're being able to tinker with that engine and run that snowplow because of the ways that God has made you and God has breathed into you so that the body of Christ can be taken care of and we can all grow together. The gift of being a treasurer and understanding money. The gift of sitting with a senior and listening. The gift of making people feel welcome. The gift of seeing that your neighbor needs a ride to the grocery store. And meeting out to reach that need, because it's what God has done in you and through you. All of these are gifts that God gives, spiritual gifts to you and through you to us. So Sally and Jane and Chuck and John needed one another. Just like Dave and Gladys and Scott and Jean and Jerry need one another. And we need our children and we need our seniors who don't get out anymore. Not because we need the numbers, but because Jesus Christ has put his Spirit in you, and the Holy Spirit of God has changed you from the inside out, taking your gifts and skills and abilities and experiences and transforming them into something powerful and something beautiful and something that builds our church up so that God is glorified and the world is changed. And I am so thankful for you and for the gift of God's grace given to you through the Holy Spirit of God. Let's pray together. Lord our God, you are powerful beyond imagining, and you are gracious beyond what we deserve. As we look at our own hearts and lives and skills and abilities, and we look at the people around us and the needs in our church, we ask that you would open us up so that we see and experience and understand more of how you have gifted us, so that together we can be your congregation, your people and family here in this place. Please use our gifts and work in and through us so that your goodness and love can flow out from us into the world around us, so that your will may be done. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ and through the strong power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May you go into the world living for Jesus. May you go in the world knowing that the Holy Spirit of God is inside you. And may you go in the world ready to serve in the way that God has created you to serve, to give the way God has created you to give, to be the person God has created you to be, with Christ's Spirit inside you.